The NCAA men's basketball tournament resumes tomorrow. Louisville plays Wichita State, and Syracuse faces Michigan. On the women's side, it's Louisville again. They're playing California. Notre Dame is playing Connecticut. These quartets of teams, of course, are known as the Final Four. And this stage in the tournament is a resume booster for teams and coaches. NPR's Mike Pesca ponders the question of why college basketball, unique among major team sports, celebrates the semifinalists.
Here's Michigan coach John Beilein at his most anodyne.
It would be very obvious that the University of Michigan is so proud to be back in the Final Four.
Yes, it's obvious. Teams hang banners in their gyms bragging of Final Four appearances. A coach who reaches the Final Four is in an obvious position to get a raise or a better job, or at least some sympathy when he's fired, as was the case last week with the erstwhile coach of UCLA.
You know, Ben Howland, he's fired, and I think they said he made three Final Fours, and they still fired him.
That's Steve Gitchier, a sports historian at Lindenwood University in St. Charles, Missouri. He points out that when the NCAA tournament started in 1939, 8 teams played. The Final Four wasn't anything special to be remarked upon. But by the early 1970s, mentions of the Final Four as a thing, a destination, became more common, and in 1978, the NCAA trademarked the phrase. But Gitchier says the idea of Final Four exceptionalism really took off thanks to the branding efforts of CBS Sports in the 1980s.
At Indiana, Bobby Knight is putting his best foot forward, while Navy center David Robinson is anchoring the fleet. Fasten your seatbelts. We're heading out on the road to the Final Four.
That was from 1987. By then, fans had simply accepted the idea that the Final Four was the accomplishment other than a championship itself. That is odd in the specific case of Syracuse's Jim Boeheim, who before this year made three Final Fours. But he also made three finals. Shouldn't that resume item be more celebrated? So last week, right after he beat Marquette, I asked him.
I had thought about that a couple times, that we have been able to get to the finals when we're there. When you make the Final Four, it's obviously right now it's a great reason to be happy, but if you don't win, you'll be more unhappy than you would be if you'd lost today.
In other words, Final Fours feel great until you lose. Also, Final Fours might seem more important than championship games because there's a week of build-up to the Final Four. There's only a day of build-up between the semis and the finals. Plus, the Final Four is an event. All the teams are in one place, and they're collectively feted. Georgetown coach John Thompson has made three NCAA final games, but we always credit him with making three Final Fours. He offered this analysis.
It's only one team that's going to feel good in the end. And that's the team that wins it all. I've been to the final three times and felt like at the end of not winning. So, I mean, that's the way you feel.
Indeed, the best explanation of celebrating the Final Four is that there are 30 teams in the NHL, NBA, and baseball. There are more than 10 times that many teams in Division I basketball. So the four NCAA finalists represent the top 1.2% of all teams, whereas the champion of the pro leagues represent merely the top 3.3%. The Final Four is a glass quarter full type message. Much more uplifting than John Thompson's idea. Can you imagine the branding? Division I NCAA basketball, where 339 teams feel like Mike Pesca, NPR News.